Welcome to the most horrible history lesson ever. Or should that be the best ever? Bits of history that your teachers could never tell you, with all the gory bits left in. Kellogg's has teamed up with Horrible Histories and with the writer Terry Deary, that's me, to bring you a series of disgusting tales from some of the most famous periods in history. Some of them are so foul, you may even have to hold your nose and close your eyes as you listen to them. This is one of six CDs in the series, available free on special packs of cornflakes, frosties, cocoa pops, and Rice Krispies. Each 30-minute CD is exclusive to Kellogg's, so you'll be one of the few people to know about some of the darkest secrets from the days of old. You may just want to eat your breakfast before pinning back your ears. Enjoy! Hello, I'm Terry Deary, author of the Horrible Histories books, and I'm here to tell you school history can be really horrible. Horribly confusing at times. People can't even agree what happened yesterday. You know, the sort of argument you have with your friend. He says, "I scored a brilliant goal yesterday," and you argue, "Don't be daft, the ball went in off your bum." When events happened last year, last century, or hundreds of years ago, we have no chance of knowing the whole truth. Let me give you an example. Some historians have said, "There were more women in the Middle Ages than men. You see, the poor men died in battle." Another historian says, "No, there were more men than women. The poor women died in childbirth." Historians have argued both ways, and they can't both be right. You see the problem? They can't even agree what the Middle Ages are. Some say they run from 500 AD to 1500, some say they start in 1066 and end in 1485. And that's what we are going for, because we only have half an hour. Here's another example. Queen Isabeau was described as a tall, short woman who was dark and fair. The French peasants were starving, and they were well fed. They were smelly people who had a bath every day. Who can you believe? No one. Your school books will probably give you one side of the story. Knights were brave and noble warriors. They were called Sir. Horrible Histories will give you the other side. Knights were ignorant, vicious bullies, which is probably why we call teachers Sir. Listen to the facts and make up your own mind. In the Middle Ages, the people didn't have horrible history books, so they could be pretty ignorant. They were superstitious. Some of the stories they believed were little more than fairy tales. Take the story of Queen Finella in Scotland. It's a horrible history story, but do you believe every word? Once upon a time, there was a beautiful queen, and her name was Queen Finella. Finella was lovely, but she was ever so sad, because her dear son, Malcolm, had died. She cried and cried, but that did no good. So in the end, she decided to find out how Malcolm had died. They say she was a little bit of a witch, but a good witch. Finella went to her cauldron and stirred the magic brew, chanting, "Eye of bat and sprinkle of talcum, tell me who killed poor little Malcolm." The pot, it bubbled and boiled, and then it answered, "Your Malcolm died, the poor young thing, murdered by a rotten king. Dry your eyes, good sweet Finella. Old King Ken's the guilty fella." Now, the only King Ken that Queen Fin kenned was cruel King Kenneth in Kinkerton, the kingdom next door. I said, the only King Ken that Queen Fin kenned was cruel King Kenneth from Kinkerton, the kingdom next door. Oh. Finella knew she wasn't strong enough to raise an army and go to war with King Kenneth, so she came up with a clever plan instead. She used all her magic arts to make a brass statue of King Kenneth. It was yellow as Finella's curls and as shiny as the sun on the loch. In the glistening statue's hand, there was an apple covered in a rainbow of jewels. When the statue was finished, she put it in the middle of her finest room at Fettercairn and invited King Kenneth to come and see it. Kenneth arrived, and Finella gave a low curtsy.
"I am your humble servant, King Ken,"
she said.
"Please accept this gift."
Cruel Ken looked at the statue and said,
"I'll never get that on the back of my horse."
Fenella smiled sweetly and said,
"Just the apple, Ken. Reach out and take the apple."
The Killing King stretched out a hand, while Fenella ducked. As soon as his hand touched the apple, a dozen hidden crossbows in the walls fired poisoned arrows into his body.
"It was a trick," Ken cried as he died.
"And it served you jolly well right,"
Fenella said with her sweet smile. And Queen Fenella lived happy ever after until she died an even more horrible death than Kenneth. The end. Now, do you believe that story?